American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Microphone, all of it presented by X Insurance to you across the country. So many great things happening at Armed American Radio. And that intro is new, too, if you caught that. And you know what? They are the enemies of our freedoms. They are. They are literally trying to destroy this country. We're going to talk about it today in great detail with one of my favorite people on earth. And because this is the fastest hour in radio, we're going to go right to him. That's Mr. Dave Workman out there in Washington State. Dave, how the heck are you? We're jumping right in because we never have enough time. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm okay. Let's cut right to the chase here then.
Let's do it. Are you ready?
You bet.
Let's start with violence spiking in Washington, where you are in King County, the bastion of state gun control, in a piece and a headline that you wrote about and published today.
Yeah, that's right. Liberty Park Press, and I'm going to be moving that story also over to the page, the web page of thegunmag.com here shortly, because I got a whole different bunch of readers there. And I think this is important because it underscores something that you and I have talked about before and that I've been writing about for, as long as I can remember. Gun control not only is a loser among middle Americans, it's a failure. It just, you know, the people in King County have overwhelmingly supported two major extremist gun control initiatives in the past 6 years, one in 2014, one in 2018. And yet King County this year has seen a dramatic spike in the number of shootings and homicides. I've been writing about this in terms of how it is in Seattle, which is in King County. It's the county seat. Seattle has also adopted gun control of its own, a sales tax on firearms and ammunition. And in the years since they adopted that tax, which has also been a failure, the murder rate hasn't gone down. It's gone up. So I think readers deserve to know this. It's something that the public, I think, hasn't been made aware of by the mainstream media. And this is just more evidence that when it comes to gun control and all these promises that these gun grabbers have made over the years, it's all a lot of hot air and people are dying because of it. Mark?
Oh, yeah, there we go. Sorry, Dave. Sorry, that was my fault.
I heard you snoring there in the background.
No, that was a mute button. That's one of those studio things, right? I'm glad you caught that before Sean jumped in and said, hey, what's going on? So those of you who are watching me on television, you probably see my mouth moving, didn't hear anything, that's why. Here's the thing. Let me repeat what I said. What Dave just told us is, really, I could make an hour show out of that, frankly, because there were so many little snippets in there. And I think, Dave, I'm going to spend a little bit more time on what you just said because of your incredible answer on this than I had originally planned, because I think it's important. And I think it's important that listeners understand that the man you were just listening to also filed Freedom of Information Act requests against the city of Seattle and got the information that they told all of us was going to help stem gun violence with their tax numbers, because they were going to spend X amount of dollars on it and put it into gun violence prevention programs. And Dave exposed it nationwide. And they finally had to admit when they were forced that, yeah, well, they didn't get the money they said. And, well, it really didn't do what they said it was going to do. And like every other Democrat, liberal, progressive, Marxist, communist run city in America today, the numbers are rising. Dave, important to tell this because you and I were both intimately involved in fighting 1639 in 2018 from the Alliance and 594 in 2014, correct?
That's right. And I didn't so much as fight it as I did write about it. And I wrote about it from the perspective of the gun owners, which you don't get from, say, the Seattle Times or the Seattle Post-Intelligencer or online or any of the Seattle TV stations, which are the dominant media. And there are a lot of people. I'm in King County. And, you know, our office is located just across Lake Washington from the city of Seattle, here in beautiful downtown scenic Bellevue. And
it's pretty, I'll tell you.
Well, it is. It's lovely around here. And there are a lot of people, as you might guess, in King County who really don't like me.
They're at very high levels of government in there. That's what makes me so proud of you, because it's a very true statement. A lot of people do not like this man for good reason, and they're listening right now in Seattle as well. So,
probably they are.
Welcome, Seattle. Here's your nemesis. I love it.
And so, you know, while I'm here ruining their three martini lunch, I'm just going to keep doing this, because the public has a right to know this. And there's something else, too. When I filed that lawsuit, the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, here we call it a Public Records Act request, I did that as a journalist, as the senior editor at the time of the Gun Mag. And what did the Seattle Times do? They did an editorial later on that said that lawsuit was filed by some gun rights activists.
Right.
They don't even have the decency to recognize me as a fellow journalist. Right. And I guess that's enough to piss off some people, but you know, considering the source, the Seattle Times editorial board has never met a gun control measure that it didn't fall in love with. The situation here is something on the order of a stated denial. The violence in downtown Seattle has been caused by a bunch of Antifa thugs running around taking advantage of and exploiting the otherwise peaceful protests by people who, you know, they had some concerns about police use of force and you know, all of that stuff in the wake of the George Floyd incident back in Milwaukee. It was all, you know, 3 months ago. They have rioted in Seattle. They've rioted in Portland, Oregon. They've destroyed small private businesses. It's just been a madhouse. And then what do we get from some people? Well, it's the guns that are at fault. And yeah, you know, marvel at this insanity. And so this is another reason why I think that what I do and what a handful of other people who go after the facts like I do, it's important, because the public deserves to see the other side of every argument, especially where gun control is concerned. And this thing that we just talked about, you know, the King County, the murder rate and the shootings that have occurred here in the last 6 months, way above what we saw last year.
Yeah.
You know, that needs to be exposed, it needs to be discussed, and it needs to be put in the perspective of, hey, this is the heart and soul country of the gun control crowd, and they can't even stay safe in their own front yard. What the hell are they doing making the rest of the state, you know, bow down to this insanity?
Well, they're peddling this stuff to the rest of the nation as well, and you guys were the petri. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, but Washington State was the petri dish, listener, to what you saw move across the country. They began peddling this nonsense in Washington State. They shoved 594. 594 initiative, by the way, was the universal background check measure, and I'll quote Dave. Sold to voters as a tool to reduce violent crime involving firearms, generically called gun violence. The margin in King County was an impressive yes vote. Now get these numbers here. This was in King County. 468,243. That represented 74.99% against a sorry no vote of 156,146. 25.01%. So what you were looking at here was an overwhelming yes. Now, why is this important? Dave, I'll take this to the break, because they're trying to push this down our throat. This is on Biden's list. This is he's trying to do for you nationwide. So this Petri dish now, we're beginning to see the experiment and the results of it. When we come back from this break, I know we're getting ready to take a break here in just a moment, but I want to give you some more numbers. 4 years later, the alliance's numbers we're going to talk about, because remember, we've got years. What do we say? Hindsight is high definition vision, isn't it? We can look in that rearview mirror now and see the failure of this. And like Dave says, if we don't get this information out, they're not going to do it for us, so we will. We'll be back with Dave Workman, veteran journalist, right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
You know, a great quality tactical flashlight can be the tool that stops an attacker in his tracks with blinding light, allowing you the opportunity to escape. But there's a lot of cheap lights out there, right? So we're going to help you out. You know what I mean if you've gotten one of those low quality flashlights. They're just not as bright as you were led to believe. But here's one tactical flashlight that lives up to its promises. I'm talking about the Farpoint Tactical Pro. It has a blinding 4,000 true lumens of LED light that illuminate any person or object at a distance of not one, but 4 football fields. But finding a genuine Farpoint Tactical Pro isn't easy. A lot of Chinese companies are knocking these things off just to fool you and turn an easy profit. That's not unusual today. You must buy directly from the manufacturer to know you're getting the real thing. Good news. Our partner, Pulse TV, has this flashlight, and I just got permission to give it to you at a deep one-time discount today. But you got to hurry. Inventory is very limited. These are going to sell out fast. To get the exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED to place your order today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. And it is, by the way, I am messed up now in three bids over at GunBroker.com. And all of those auctions close in about 5 hours from now. So we'll find out how I'm making out. I'm not doing any of the buy now because I'm looking at some ammo. I'm trying to sneak in. But GunBroker's a lot of fun, and I get a lot of email from you that you're using GunBroker. And I was talking with Patricia Huff today about some unrelated stuff, promotions that we're talking about doing and so forth over at GunBroker again, and you know, getting this ramped up again through this COVID mess. And we got to talking about the numbers over there, and they're off the hook. They're off the hook. But I've been telling listeners, not just on my own shows, but also as a guest. I was on Sam Malone's show in Houston, the fourth largest market in the country today, over at KTNH, AM 1070, The Answer, down there. And they're getting huge response from our discussions over there because it's available there at GunBroker. Go look. I'm telling you, if you're looking for it, you can find it there. There's lots of cases of ammo. Just take, pick and choose the ones you want to bid on. All right, GunBroker.com, by the way. It's free. It's totally free to go over and have fun over there. Dave Workman, welcome back. Let's jump back into this. I was looking at some of these numbers from your piece, and I cannot stress enough, Dave, the importance of what you've written today. It's so timely because of what we're seeing in other cities. Chicago, St. Louis, you know, gosh, when we don't talk about that much, New Orleans, what we're seeing in the city of Atlanta. You know, we know the usual suspects, New York City, off-the-chain violence. Chicago, these numbers are going up, 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 up as the Democrats continue to allow the mess across the country to escalate by not stepping in and saying, hey, guess what? That's not a good thing to defund the police. And they just, you know, this is what they want for us. It's becoming evidently clear, abundantly clear, I should say, as we get closer and closer now, 90 days out from an election, Dave. But these numbers are absolutely huge. Let me continue. 4 years later, in 2018, the Alliance pushed through another, even more restrictive gun control measure, I-1639, which Dave and I and Alan and many others were involved in fighting, which regulates so-called semi-automatic assault rifles. It created a definition of such firearms that applies to every semi-auto rifle ever manufactured. You heard that correctly. It also prohibits anyone under 21 from purchasing such a firearm, requires proof of safety training to buy one, mandates a 10-day waiting period, and enhanced background check. Enhanced background check. And adds them to the state pistol firearms registry. This measure was pushed through as a tool to reduce so-called gun violence, and in King County, it won overwhelmingly with 732,773 yes votes, 76.4%, but only 226,117 no votes, 23.58%. Dave, how's that working out for Seattle, King County so far?
Well, I just wrote about it. And you can, you know, when they start stacking up the corpses, it's not nearly as bad as, you say, Chicago or New York City or Baltimore, Maryland or Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. But it is significant in Seattle, Washington, where they have had a remarkably low number of homicides traditionally over the years. And the same goes for the entire King County. You know, compared to other cities of similar size, which, for example, Milwaukee and Washington, D.C., and even Baltimore, I guess, Seattle is a sterling example of you know, good medical practice. They've got Harborview Medical Center here, which has one of the best trauma centers in the United States, so they can save people's lives. But all that said, it doesn't account for the insanity of supporting measures that only infringe on the rights of law-abiding gun owners who wouldn't harm anybody anyway, and they certainly haven't kept guns out of the wrong hands. You know, I did a story for my upcoming American Handgunner column in which the perps, in an armed robbery, well, maybe a series of armed robberies in a city here in the United States, they were like 14, 15, 16 years old. Now, they're not supposed to have handguns at that age.
Of course.
And And yet people who support these gun control measures that make guys like you and me and my adult sons and all my friends out there, they penalize us when they don't stop these criminal thugs from getting their hands on firearms and misusing them. And you know, there seems to be an intelligence disconnect going on there someplace.
Oh, yeah.
That's another thing you and I have talked about. Of course, we've joked about it over
right.
a meal and maybe a drink someplace. But
yes, we have.
But these people are functionally brain dead. And
well,
yet,
let's talk about one of them in particular.
All right.
And this is somebody I know doesn't like you, and that would be Dan Satterberg. Dan Satterberg is the King County prosecutor. This is a left-wing guy. And you quoted him, and I think it's important America hears what he said. Our office, now keep in mind, listener, the numbers that we told you about, the numbers are going up, and what a dismal failure both of these initiatives have been as we look back in the rearview mirror, and the homicides rise in King County. He says, our office launched the Shots Fired Project in 2017 to take a public health approach to gun violence. And through crunching the numbers and our expanding community partnerships, we are working to understand which individuals and communities are at a higher risk and utilize both prevention and intervention approaches to keep King County residents safe. Meanwhile, and that's a quote from Dan Satterberg, he's the King County prosecutor, the numbers are rising because, Dave, while that sounds really liberalish and really, you know, intelligent, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
it's the group hug theory.
Right, it's the kumbaya deal. Is what
and,
it is.
You know, I don't dislike Dan Satterberg. He changed parties here a couple of years ago from Republican to Democrat, and I suppose I can understand that.
Politically, I understand that in King County, yes.
You know, a few years ago, Alan Gottlieb and I even endorsed a program that he launched to focus on juvenile armed delinquents and to lock them up while at the same time leaving honest citizens with guns, just leaving us alone. And, you know, he came over and talked to us about it, and there was a press conference, and Alan, I think, was on travel someplace, and he asked me to go over and do that, and I did. And, you know, it seemed like a great idea, and they were pushing it through. But Satterberg, a couple of years ago, endorsed gun control, 1639. I thought that was a good idea. It was a wrong move. And, you know, frankly, we're looking at the dissension of a county. King County is descending into the twilight zone. I mean, after all, here's Seattle with these stupid riots, and the murders have gone up. It's the home of the billionaire-backed gun control group.
Well, it's the chaos caused by the liberal progressive policies of the left, and highlighted by their failure of gun control. When we come back, I'm going to go through one more set of stats here. Then Dave and I are going to go into two different directions that I think you're going to find fascinating. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You are welcome back inside Armed American Radio's GunBroker.com Daily Defense Studios on the Car Arms microphone with you. All of it presented to you by X Insurance. Have you been to the X Insurance website yet? Make sure to go. It's extremely cool. The graphics on it are just neat. If you're into that type of stuff and you like to see a really well-designed website, just for that reason, it's really well done. But X has you covered. I speak to the CEO just about every day, Mr. Rick Lindsay, and I learn something new every single day about what's going on over at X Insurance. And, of course, they mentioned that they're advertising with Armed American Radio and sponsoring and partnering up with us. Now, we're going to do some great things together over the next several months and no doubt years as we work together with X Insurance. But they've got you covered, not just your firearms, not just self-defense, but accidental discharge. Maybe you're a security guard. They got you covered there at that respect at your job. Maybe you're a law enforcement officer. They got you covered specifically for your duties there. Today's day and age, take a look at it, believe me. And they cover all other aspects of your lives. Everything else you do, you can go over there and work with them. More about that in coming weeks, days, months ahead, I promise you. Let's go back to Mr. Dave Workman. Dave, welcome back in here. I do want to continue. This piece you wrote is just exceptional because of its timing, I think. So let me just wrap this part of the conversation up with this. This is the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about, and you wrote about it, and thank you, and I'm going to offer a suggestion. Satterberg's office, he is, of course, the King County prosecutor, Dan Satterberg, notes that shooting victims have been, and I quote him, disproportionately young people of color. And then Dave points out, of the 140 shooting victims from the first half of the year, 87% were male, 42% were under the age of 25, 73% were people of color. That is disproportionate. Satterberg's office detailed those numbers for us, then said this is similar to the three-year average for shooting victims in the county, where 86% were male, 45% were under the age of 25, and 80% were people of color, according to the news release. Do you know why that is? Because, unfortunately, people of color in the inner city commit crimes at a disproportionately higher number. And that, Dave, is what we've got to start to bring down. You've got to get to the symptoms here of the problem. And the then all of a sudden, guess what happens? You get to the problem itself, okay? Crime is the problem, Dave. Do you disagree with that, or am I just out of my mind?
Well, no. Crime is the problem. It's not guns. It's, you know, I'm not a sociologist. I'm just a news hack. That's all I do. I sit down and write about stuff.
Damn good one, by the way.
Well, that's very kind of you. I write about Chicago, where nobody seems to care about the black lives that are lost there.
Every day.
You know, the Second Amendment is colorblind, and I really feel for the people in Chicago, like the late Otis McDonald, for example, who became a friend of mine, and I was fortunate enough to get a couple of interviews with him. He was a true gentleman from the old school. He was just one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. And all he wanted was a gun to protect his home, and Chicago didn't want him to have it.
Right.
So the Second Amendment Foundation jumped in there and took Chicago all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court and made them let him have a gun.
It's a fact. It's a fact. I mean, you know, that's the 2010 case of
McDonald's. It's one of those things, you know, like George Patton, or, well, like George C. Scott said in the film Patton, you're going to hold him by the nose and kick him in the butt. And that's an unfortunate situation that we have. A lot of these shootings in inner cities across the United States, not just King County, they're gang related.
And, well, that's the problem.
Yeah, and that is the problem. The families appear to be to have fallen apart. You've got a lot of these young men growing up without a father figure.
Correct.
They don't get to learn the difference between right and wrong for, you know, God knows whatever reason. And so the gangs jump in there, and pretty soon you've got this rivalry going on. And because some guy over on the next street said something that you think is disrespectful, you drive by his house at 3 a.m. in the morning and shoot him dead. I mean, that's crazy. Now, some people will say, well, it wouldn't happen if we didn't have guns. And I'm telling you, it would happen. Believe me, if you want to hurt somebody in the United States, because I've seen this up close and personal, you're going to be able to find a way to do that, period.
Hey, Dave, you know, older, you know, when you go back centuries, weaponry was brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Far more brutal. I mean, they used to lay you down and pull you limb from limb. Okay, swinging giant things at you with big giant spikes. I mean, look, human beings we're violent. Human beings have been. This is not going to stop anytime soon. There are bad people on Earth. There are violent people on Earth. It's part of a human condition that we have to deal with. We strive every single day. And like Dave, I'm not a sociologist, but what I told you about the disproportionate numbers, those numbers are born and bared out right there based on what we just saw from Dan Satterberg himself. That's in King County. You can do the same thing in Chicago. You can. That's an inner city issue that is being gang-related driven. And who's paying the price for gun control? You, me, Dave, and those of us who are not caught in that inner city trap. And you know what's interesting, Dave? People are onto this now. You know, Trump has been pointing this out. He's got the bully pulpit. The cities that we're burning are it's becoming visible to people now that, hey, wait a minute, these are Democrat-run cities for 70, 80, 90 years.
Yeah.
There's a problem in these cities. Maybe, just maybe, they're right about fixing it. So I think that's why I'm so confident about November. But Go ahead. Well, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll wrap this up by I want to point people to a story I did for Ammo Land yesterday. It's about the Second Amendment Foundation is prepping for battle, legal battle, as Democrats mask failures by scapegoating guns. And you know, you and I, just now, 30 seconds ago, you were talking about this. These Democrat-run cities, they don't want to accept responsibility. They won't acknowledge that, hey, you know, my policies failed because I'm a dumbass. You know, well, let's blame guns. You know, that dirty old Second Amendment. Let's get rid of the guns, and I guarantee you something. You get rid of the guns that are owned by law-abiding citizens, the bad guys are still going to have those guns.
And you're going to see the numbers go up like we are seeing in New York City, St. Louis, Chicago, Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, and others. Now, speaking of L.A., I'm going to switch gears here and set this up.
I know where you're going with this.
I'm telling you what. Did you see? Were you able to get the link I sent you?
Yeah.
Okay. And you watched it. And it was remarkable. About a minute and 11 seconds, somewhere around there, into this. I cannot play the audio because for some reason my board is not talking to the network. I'm going to have to make some connection changes there. But suffice to say, it is a CBS Morning News video. And it shows the Los Angeles DA's husband pointing a gun from the perspective of the persons having the muzzle pointed at them. And in one case, I cringed because the gun was literally pointed right at the camera for a brief second, and his finger was on the trigger. And he was saying, get away from here, get off of my porch, get off of my porch. Now, to set this up, Dave, it was the Los Angeles County prosecutor has people on her porch who don't like her for not prosecuting ex-crimes. This was it was a Black Lives Matter explicitly move right there on her porch. And about right towards the end of the CBS report, here's how I'll take it to the break. This, get her name because I don't generally watch that stuff, says, you know, that was frightening stuff. But there's something here. You know, when you're showing up at someone's house at 5:30 in the morning, you know, these people were frightened talking about the prosecutor in Los Angeles as if they were understanding of why they might have guns drawn or guns in their home, pointing at the people who are on their porch at 5:30 in the morning. This is where we are in America today. And when we come back, we're going to go into a lot more detail with Dave Workman about this and get his perspective. You heard him chuckling about it. I know he's got a lot to say, and I can't wait to hear it. We'll be back right after this with Dave Workman.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free,
of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed, DefenderCoffee.com. I do have an iced Defender Coffee here in my Department of Dad, United States Department of Dad. I think I got this from my kids when they were really little on Father's Day or something. But DefenderCoffee.com uses the promo code AAR, 15% off. On the page, on everything except the coffee club, because if you join the coffee club like I did, you get free shipping. But everything else is 15% off. Don't forget all of the rest of our sponsors. And remember, this is the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. Every bit of it presented by X Insurance. If you're watching me, you can see the logos. Please make sure to visit the websites of all of our sponsors, particularly X Insurance, because they've got something that can help you in every single aspect of your life. And if you have a firearm, carry it or not, if you just have them, they've got a policy and a plan for you. It's not just legal protection if you ever have to fire your gun in self-defense. It covers all aspects of your firearm's ownership, use, and like I said before, accidental discharge, training, everything. You can get it over there at xinsurance.com. All right, Dave Workman, let's go to this video now. I kind of set it up. I had to rush through it, but take it away from your explanation, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this.
Well, I think it's very simple. In fact, something very similar happened up here in Washington State over this past weekend, where a bunch of these protesters, and I don't know how they got a hold of this information, but they tracked down Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best's private home address. And they drove there. I don't know, there must have been 15 or 20 carloads of these people, and they drove into this neighborhood, and they were going to protest at her private residence. Now, I got to tell you, the First Amendment does allow people the right to redress grievances and protest. But you don't go to somebody's home to do that. Showing up on somebody's porch at 5:30 in the morning is a pretty good way to arrange a meeting with the Almighty that comes up really sudden. You know, you're, sure. What were you doing 5 minutes ago? Well, I was on this guy's porch. And, well, and then St. Peter says, well, welcome aboard. You're not going back there. To show up at a public official's home, that's tacky. And I'm just going to say that. I could say something worse, but this is a family program. You know, I can understand why some people would protest, but you don't take a protest to somebody's private residence. You don't go after their family, which you're doing when you pull something like that. Now, up here in Washington State, when they went to Carmen Best's house, the neighbors turned out in bunches, right, blocked the roads at both ends of her property, wouldn't let these knuckleheads in there. Apparently, one of them was carrying a rifle. I didn't think that. I checked that out, and apparently one of the neighbors had a rifle, which I think was probably a judicious idea. And one of the protesters claimed that that individual pointed a rifle at it. And no, I'm sorry. I don't think that happened. But
well, it didn't appear to on the video that Dave is talking about. Dave and I talked about this prior to the show today. In fact, Dave didn't even see the rifle and went back and looked at it and did. In fact, if you blink, you miss it, right?
So, well, yeah, this thing was not pointed.
It was just slung over his shoulder.
And Snohomish County, where Carmen Best lives, that's the home of the town of Snohomish. And remember when the protesters were rumored to be moving out of Seattle and heading for some of the smaller communities, a bunch of them were going to go up and trash the business community in small town Snohomish. Instead, when they got there, and I'm sure they did, they came driving into town and they saw a few dozen armed people up and down the business district protecting the businesses in their community, and they weren't going to have any of that, man. They said, you know, this ain't Seattle. You don't get away with this stuff. You don't come up here and burn my business. You don't trash my neighbor's business. Get out of here and stay out.
Now, Dave, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
We're at a point here, I think, that, and let me go to, first off, let me talk about the L.A. first, then go back to Washington, then I want to get a question out. First off, in L.A., when did it become okay, as Dave mentions, Dave, when did it become okay to show up at someone's front door? When did that, at any time of day or night, did that become okay to physically walk onto private property that you are not invited to? And as Dave said, that's a recipe for disaster. You're setting yourself up for disaster, number one. They can't stop you from being on a public street in front of a home, okay? But to walk across that lawn and walk up to someone's home and ring that doorbell at 5:30 in the morning and ask to see the DA, they have every right to be frightened and scared to death of you. Absolutely 100%. When did that become okay? Now, let's go to Washington. When did it become okay to don black clothing from head to toe, walk in intimidating groups, and walk down private streets to go to another private residence? When did that become okay? And I'll tell you, Dave, where I think it became okay to do. Because they feel this movement behind them, media-driven in large measure, Democrat-driven in large measure in some of these cities, that emboldens them to all of a sudden believe, hey, guess what? This is all legit. I can do this. When in reality, they can't. And it's not okay, and it is a recipe for disaster. So, Dave, my question to you is this going to stop, and how does it stop? Because somebody's going to get hurt. And, it, you know, now we've got the McCloskeys, in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got L.A. Now we've got Seattle. These things are all viral. They're out there everywhere. Everybody can see this stuff.
Yeah.
You've actually got guns being pulled on people or being used defensively, as they are meant to be used by people in America today, and they called us nuts. Let me tell you, Dave, if you show up at my house at 5:30 in the morning unannounced, I can promise you I'm going to be answering that door armed.
Oh, yeah.
And when did that become a problem?
Well, I'll tell you, it became okay when these clowns didn't get stopped and punished for that sort of thing. And, they wind up in front of a prosecutor or a deputy prosecutor that just declines to press charges. He says, "Oh, we'll slap you on the wrist, or we're not even going to press charges because we don't want to waste the taxpayers' money." At some point, and I think you said it just a few minutes ago, at some point, somebody's going to get hurt. And you know what? That's when it's going to stop. When these people suddenly realize that doing things like this could put them in peril of grave bodily harm or death, then and only then will the people responsible for this rethink their strategies and maybe hold themselves to a little bit higher standard and do this in a public place, you know, protest on a downtown street someplace.
Well, I'm going to leave. That's the exclamation point right there. Dave, that music means we're coming to an end. And you're right. That's when this will stop. And I do want to point out also, Dave, and listener, the DA's husband in Los Angeles County has been charged with three misdemeanors. Why? I have every right to defend myself from people I didn't invite on my property that are demanding to see my wife, who, by the way, gets death threats because of her job. I don't care whether I agree with her politically or not. Don't come to my house. I'll gladly take the misdemeanors. Unbelievable. Dave Workman, Liberty Park Press, Conservative Firing Line, The Gun Mag, Second Amendment Foundation, American Handgunner, you see the routine. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon for you.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.